You're listening to episode 1759 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, June 11th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Thursday, and yep. Some random facts for you today. Sour Patch Kids, you remember those?
Yeah.
They were created in Canada in the 1970s. They were called Mars Men.
Mars
and they
Men.
Were designed to look like aliens. Yeah, Sour Patch Kids. Yeah. Michael Phelps doesn't just hold a bunch of swimming world records. He has a golf one, too.
Really?
He holds the world's record for the longest televised golf putt. He nailed a 150-foot putt for Eagle on live TV during a celebrity tournament in 2012.
Huh.
Hey, you know what? There have only been five times since 1994 where an NFL team punted on third down. Punted. And Bill Belichick of the New England Patriots was the coach in all five cases. I don't remember why he did it.
Okay.
But, I mean, he must have thought, we're not gonna lose any more yardage. Screw this. We're out of here. Have the ball. We're not getting
here,
it back.
Yours.
I mean, I can
Take
see
it.
That if you're like, 32 yards back on third down, it's like, screw it. We're not getting this back.
Right.
And, you know what? You run the risk of letting them, get an interception or turnover. Yeah. Just punt the damn ball.
Punt the damn ball.
You know, Bill Belichick has enough Super Bowl rings. Not that I agree with it, but he's got enough to where I think the guy knows kind of what he's doing. Anyway.
Yeah, whatever.
It's time for the Who Cares News. What's happening today?
Well, Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton are ready to take the next step in their relationship.
They? Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Did we find this on a newsstand somewhere at the grocery store? I'm at the market. Gwen and Blake tying the knot tomorrow. I know. I love these things.
Well, not tomorrow.
Okay.
Once the coronavirus pandemic ends.
Oh, all right. All right. I gotcha. That makes sense.
According to a source, Gwen wants to have the wedding as soon as social distancing guidelines are lifted. That might be a while, Gwen.
This does sound like it smacks from a tabloid. Okay.
Like National
whatever.
Enquirer or something.
Yeah, well, Us Weekly, something. Yeah.
So there's still a matter of having her marriage to ex-Gavin Rossdale annulled in the eyes of the Catholic Church.
So, okay,
and
annulled.
That's not going to happen.
Annulled. Okay, yeah, because she's Catholic. Right. I think I heard this last year sometime. She really wanted because the church won't recognize divorce.
Right.
So it's got to be considered an annulment. And so apparently they haven't done that yet.
No.
Apparently
but she decided that she's going to move forward after all these years waiting for the church to recognize her split.
Yeah.
So apparently, this global crisis has changed Gwen's feelings about getting the annulment and getting married. And so now she wants to press forward with marrying Blake.
Well, the global crisis, I think, has made everybody think about things,
Yeah.
Should we, hasten what our future is by getting married, by having children, by doing all that stuff, by stalking people. No, did I say that out loud? I didn't mean to say that out loud.
Some people are like, wait, I'm out of here.
Yeah. No, but I mean, seriously. I mean, it's like, because there's a dynamic. We know that. When guys and gals go into the service and then they get deployed, they, want to get married. They want to impregnate somebody. I mean, I don't know. I don't understand that, but I guess it's a thing. Maybe it's my legacy will continue if something bad happens to me, God forbid, or something.
It's like a fight or flight thing, I think.
But Marion Blake Shelton, I mean, they already live together. She cuts his damn hair, and he plays with her kids. He's probably a better dad than Gavin was. I probably can't say that, but, I just did. He's teaching him how to fish and hunt.
Yeah.
What did Gavin ever do?
Hopefully not
hunting. Hey, you want to play bass? Come on, you come play bass in the garage band.
Well, she said she didn't want to wait this. She didn't wait this long to get married with family watching on Zoom.
This brings me, up
it's
to
cheaper.
The whole. It's well, might be
for them. Money's no option.
I was gonna say, Katy Perry.
Yeah.
And maybe she's gonna get married to Orlando Bloom. Who knows? They had a plan to do it in Japan.
Right.
I don't know what that was about, but whatever. And of course, she's preggers, and maybe they're not together anymore, and they're not saying anything about it. But I'm ready to take a pool.
Maybe this isolation thing didn't work out as well for them.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've heard rumors from her friends that, you know, her and Orlando's relationship's always been a little explosive, you know.
Explosive.
And that sometimes they're just not as close as they are at other times. But I would think when you're preggers that you and your significant other would be, you know, close. I mean, wouldn't you think?
One would think. Yep.
Oh, this is new for Katie, not for Orlando. Orlando already has a kid, so.
Yeah.
So just
not as special for him.
How I got off on that tangent.
I don't know who has kids.
Halle Berry has kids. Mm-hmm. We've mentioned that before, too.
Look, you got it out of the way.
I got it out of the way.
It wasn't a good one, but you got it out of the way.
No, but it's out of the way. The bit's done. Okay. Onward.
Hey, John, what's a deep fake?
Oh, crap. Do I really have to tell you what a deep fake is? I don't really want to tell you what
really
a deep fake is.
Really sounds pretty nasty.
All right. Well, okay, so. Not that I invented this, not that I know a lot about this, but there's lingo in the online world mm-hmm. about things. And a deep fake uh-huh. is when you paste the face, you Photoshop the face uh-huh. of a celebrity or other person on top of a naked body.
And naked you put it porn
in,
photos.
You put it in, yeah, you put it in a porn. So deep fake is like, I don't know. Name somebody. I don't want to say Halle Berry because, you know, that would be defaming our bit. But somebody, you know, some of these celebs. Kim Kardashian probably has had some deep fakes made of her. I don't know that for sure.
It might have been her.
It might have been the real thing or it might. But you know what I'm saying? That's what a deep fake is.
I guess some
Why
of
do
them,
you bring this up?
Well, apparently some look pretty real. So now Kristen Bell is speaking up against deep fakes.
Oh, yeah. I could see how a victim would not be happy. Or jealous, depending on how good the body is.
Well, hubby Dax Shepard, he brought it to Kristen's attention.
That she's out there, huh? She's a deep
Well,
fake.
Evidently, she's the subject of many a deep fake online.
Wow.
So why Kristen Bell and all these things? I don't know.
Well, she's cute. I mean,
I get that.
Well,
she is.
She's cute.
She's crying foul, and she's insisting she doesn't consent.
Well, of course not. Oh, my God.
The issue there is, you know, did she let Dex have it for looking at porn in the first place?
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that one. Why did he know that she's in the deep fakes?
Exactly. He probably heard it from some
Oh, sure he did,
something.
And he had to, you know, maybe
he said
maybe he
probably
had to confirm.
He probably said, hey, what, you know, why is your face in all these porn things?
I know. Maybe
asking
he said,
for a friend.
Right. Maybe, yeah. Or maybe he said, wow, somebody told me you're doing porn. I had to check it out because, you know, the creepier part of this, uh-huh. this is, I didn't even want to go here, is when Kristen Bell's kids are older. Because once something is online, it's always on.
Always online. That. What, in case her kids look at porn?
Well, yeah, because it's going to happen.
If you're cruising across and you saw your mom's face on something.
Ew, stop it. Stop it right there. Stop it. We're out of here. Back tomorrow.
With your mama's face is going to be on porn.
Oh,
your
God.
Mama's face is going to be
you're
on porn.
You're ruining it for me. Go away. Go away. Oh, my God.
Yo mama.
I got to scratch my eyes out.
Yo mama's been deep faked.
Back tomorrow with less frivolity. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.